91.3 KXEI Tucson. This is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come down to the station. We sit and talk a little bit about what they're working on in school, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Roxanne Van. Hi, Roxanne.
Hi.
Roxanne is a student researcher with the Native American Cancer Prevention.
Yes, I am. I am currently a junior at the University of Arizona and majoring in psychological science pre-medicine. I'm conducting in Dr. Chow's lab in phase 2 clinical trial of metformin cancer prevention.
And what's going on in the lab?
What we're doing in Dr. Chow's lab is a 12-month intervention. We're recruiting participants who are the ages of 21 to 54 years of age and who have a higher BMI of 25 kilograms. And what they go through in this 12-month intervention is a randomized clinical trial.
Why is it randomized?
It is randomized because we want a fair trial between our participants, whoever is getting a placebo or a metformin. And metformin is used for patients who have type 2 diabetes. In this prevention, we're trying to see the effects of metformin to see the decrease in breast density in women who are premenopausal. During the intervention, we're measuring the fat and water ratio using fat water radiology MRI. So in this, we can see the effects of metformin. We're hoping that it can be decreased in breast density with women who are prone to having postmenopausal breast cancer.
Half the people get a placebo and the other half get the actual metformin,
yeah.
It's called? And it's random. You don't know who's who.
Randomized, yeah.
How long does it last?
In this trial, it's for 12 months. Undergo a year trial.
How far are we into this year trial?
Well, right now, they're on their baseline study. We're on the 6th month.
We're about halfway through.
Yeah.
How is this connected to the partnership for Native American cancer prevention?
I heard about NACP from Tiffany when I went to a meeting one day she was having for us.
She recruited you.
Yeah, she was a recruiter. So I thought about it, and I need research and I need research experience for education reasons, but I can also go back to my reservation and one day help my Native American people out in that way sense as well. Because not that much Native Americans, we have the education of science. And I think that I can benefit in that way and helping them out and reaching out to those who are interested in science and research and also pre-medicine.
Absolutely. What are your plans for the future?
Well, my plan for the future is when I'm finished with my undergraduate degree at the U of A, I plan to apply to medical school. I'm from San Carlos, Arizona, so the Apache Reservation, and I plan to return back to them and help my people as much as I can and educate those who are not really knowledgeable in research, but also in medicine as well. That's what my goal is, to go back.
Do you ever listen to music?
Yes, I do. I love music. I love it. I listen to it every day. I think music is powerful because with music, you can escape from the world.
It can change your mood.
Yeah, it did. Music can change your mood, and it can tell a story from it too. And then when you're having a bad day, you can listen to someone else's story and say, oh, okay, if they can get through it, I can get through it as well.
What sorts of things have you been listening to lately?
Well, my favorite artists right now would probably be J. Cole, and I like listening to Tupac and Future. What I like about them is because they tell their whole life story about their struggle and what they have gone through to get to the point in where they gotten in life. So I think that will be in that way, kind of motivates me in a way.
As you go on to your future, that you'll be motivating others as well?
Yes, that's my goal, to give hope to others that may be chasing a dream, to know that wherever they may be going through that, to never give up on it.
Thank you so much for coming to KXEI.
Well, thank you for having me here. I really appreciate it.